be like, pour some honey on me. Today's heart song comes from Psalm 119, verse 103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Hey, y'all, welcome to this episode of A Heart for Home, where real life meets deep faith. My name is Ben Simpson. I'm your host, and I'm here with my co-host, the lovely Christy Simpson. What's up, Christy?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, man, as always, always, always. Life with you is better than life without you. You know what I'm talking about? And praise God, life is with you. So life is good. You know, it's a joy, you know, just every day to wake up and to walk with you and to see what God does in your life. And he's been doing a lot here lately.
He has been. Actually, in this podcast, we could say that life is sweet.
Ooh, life is sweet.
With each other. There we go.
It is. It is definitely sweet with each other. So there's been a lot going on around the Simpson house.
We have been doing some honey. We made honey, and that was exciting.
Most importantly, you know, we've started school. So we've gotten that off to a start. How's that went so far?
Well, it's going okay. It's just a start. So we're just kind of getting into the groove. Really, just these first few days, really the first few weeks, are just getting into the routine and the habit of school and just habit of getting up and doing what needs to be done. So, yeah. Just a lot of habit training.
But you mentioned a moment ago that we've been doing some honey. And, you know, for me, there are two things in this world that I can talk all day about. And one, of course, is Jesus, and the other one is honeybees. And so we've been beekeeping now for how many years?
I want to say around five.
About 5 years. Yeah. You know, so it's something that, you know, I really enjoy and we enjoy doing as a family. You know, there's always this ebb and flow to how many hives we have. And sometimes we have a bunch and sometimes we don't. You know, beekeeping is actually oxymoronic, you know. I mean, you don't keep them, man. They do what they want to do. They're a wild animal, a super organism where you've got these tens of thousands of bees, but they act in one accord. It's just really amazing. And you know, for me, I mean, beekeeping is actually a worship experience for me to go out there and watch them to do their thing. But this past week, I got out there, and you know, my buddy Carlos came over. And we robbed the hives and got all those out and pulled those frames. And then the next day, on Sunday, we began to sling out the honey. We began to, you know, to get it and to get it out of the comb and into the jars and the buckets and all those things. So it's quite a process. I mean, our kitchen is turned into kind of a mess, ain't it?
Right, yeah, it's really sticky. All the kids get in there, and they all put their hands in there to help get this honey made. But yeah, we find sticky no matter how hard we clean it. I feel like we find sticky on our floors and our chairs and everything for a long time. But oh, yeah. Anyways, it's all part of the process.
So tonight and today here at A Heart for Home, you know, typically we go around to a different room in the house, and we take that room and jump off into life, into real life. That room becomes a metaphor for life, not just in this world, but life with God. And so today, which room are we going to?
Today, we're actually going to be in the kitchen. Since we spent a lot of time in the kitchen doing this, honey, we are going to stay in the kitchen. We're going to hang out there for a little while.
And we do. We our dining room and our kitchen becomes our honey factory, so to speak, where we prep all of our honey and we jar it and label it and all those things. This year, we got about 43 pounds of honey, which sounds like a lot, and it is. I thank the Lord for that. You know, I always would love to have more. Last year, we had double that, but nevertheless, it is what it is on that, and so I thank God for every pound that we got. But nevertheless, so 43 pounds, and the kids love getting in there and helping out with it. That's one of the neat things with it. It really is a whole family affair, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. They love getting in there and turning the honey and helping to see it like drip down and filter and get in there and bottling it. So they do a good job. They help label the bottles when we're finished. So they really enjoy the process. They really look forward to it.
So in the kitchen today, as we think about honey, we of course love honey because it's so sweet, right? I mean, it's a natural sweetener. And so when people think about honey, that's usually the thing that they typically think of. But honey's so much more than just a sweetener, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, there are some really neat things about honey that we can learn here. First of all, raw honey boosts your immune system because it has antibacterial and antiviral properties. So it helps to boost your immune system and help fight sickness.
Well, not only that, but I think it also has like pollen. You know, that's what bees are always bringing in. And so it even helps with allergies.
Right.
Things like that when you think about your immune system. Not just that, but your health in general. And so, man, it's so good in that regard. And what else? Are there any other benefits that you want to share?
Raw honey also can help calm your cough. The honey actually soothes your throat by coating your mucous membranes with a thick and naturally like a sticky coating. So it also, of course, it helps with the antibacterial agent. It sends it there to your throat to help soothe it. So, yeah.
Well, that's one of the things I've always heard, like for singers even, like lemon and honey and tea and warm tea, things like that. Does help a person's throat, don't they?
Sure, yeah.
It helps to coat those. What else do you think about when you think about honey? Any other
benefits?
Well,
yeah, honey is a natural energy source, so it actually promotes steady blood sugar levels, and it doesn't lead to the spikes in blood sugar. Doesn't mean it does not raise it at all, but it definitely has sugar in it. It does have sugar in it. So, but you can also use it as a sweetener, but it doesn't have the blood sugar level, the spiking and dropping as quickly as you would if you just had like a teaspoon of sugar and something. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, I like hearing this right here, right? I mean, it's a source of energy. You know, I think about in the scripture where it talks about, you know, honey, kind of lightening your eyes, you know, as far as that goes.
Right. It's actually good for like a pre-workout energy source because it doesn't lead to that hypoglycemia.
Okay.
So it's good to have right before you work out so that you don't have those sudden drops in
so
blood sugar.
So hypoglycemia means?
Is low.
Low. Okay.
Sugar.
So it's one thing
low
you
glucose.
Can take it before your workout and it actually helps you, is what you're saying?
Right. Absolutely.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah. But it also does not just help you be active, but it also, if I understand it rightly, honey can help you rest. Is that true?
It does. Well, supposedly honey helps promote better sleep by facilitating the action of tryptophan, which tryptophan is also found in turkey. So that's why they say to take like a warm like herbal tea with honey before bedtime, which is supposed to help promote better sleep.
I'll be doggone. That's good to know. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's something that I really need. I need help sleeping.
Absolutely not. You do not need help sleeping. You have no problems in that category.
So, but maybe that's what you need, you know?
Maybe.
To help you.
Maybe I need that.
Melatonin and honey.
There we go. Honey also has healing powers. It's got the antioxidants in it, which helps fight bad cholesterol and free radicals in your body. It's got antifungal properties, which it can also help heal skin wounds.
Oh,
yeah.
Real.
And another thing it can do is raw honey can be a moisturizer for your face. So,
Could you stand up with that sticky stuff on?
Well, I tell you what, growing up, I used to do oatmeal and honey scrubs on my face, and it would be so soft. My sisters and I would do like spa night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we would do the oatmeal and honey on our face, and it was so smooth. So anyway, just putting that out there.
Be like, pour some honey on me. It'll help your face out. It'll help your skin.
It
I had no
skin.
Idea.
Yes, it helps your skin.
This whole time, no wonder I've got great skin as a beekeeper.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay, all right. Well, our word today, our heart song, is from Psalm 119, verse 103, which is such an important psalm. I mean, it tells us all about the Word of God. It just highlights all these things. But here's what it says, particularly as we're in the kitchen today, thinking about honey. It says that it's sweet. How sweet are your words to my taste? Now, there are some things in particular that we love to do with honey. What are some things that we love to do as far as to eat with?
Yeah, there's a couple things my kids really like. They like to make energy bites, which are like just honey. You can put like flax seed, chia seed, little mini chocolate chips if you want to, oatmeal and honey and
peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. And you just ball it up into little tiny balls and then just you can eat them like that. And just put them in a little Tupperware container or something and take them, or you can take them on a trail or whatever.
Dude, those are so good.
My kids love those.
Those are so good. But my favorite oftentimes is just typical honey toast.
Yes, right? Honey toast. And you know, our kids have been eating a lot of honey toast this week. In fact, Nathaniel, I walked around the corner the other day and he was making like a quadruple decker honey sandwich, he said. It was insane. Like, it was like four pieces of toast. He was cutting off the edges because he doesn't like the edges of bread. And it was a quadruple decker honey toast, honey in between all of those.
Oh my goodness gracious. Wow. Yeah, that's like the honey whopper.
yeah, honey whopper.
And then finally, your favorite thing to do with honey is?
Yeah, I also like to put it in tea. You can put it in coffee. You can put it in other things. But I like to put honey in my tea. So
yeah.
It's pretty good.
You know, I've tried honey in my coffee. And it just for me personally, I don't really like that taste.
Yeah, you know? It's a little bit different. Definitely.
Yeah, but I think with tea, I think I would enjoy it with tea much more.
Yeah, it seems to fit the nature of tea better.
Yeah.
I think then coffee can just have a strong taste. And so I don't know. I feel like it just doesn't mesh with honey. But I don't know, to each his own. Other people really like it with coffee.
So. And some people they just eat it straight.
Yeah.
Right?
Some
it's like
taking
their medicine in the morning.
Yeah, some people actually get honey from us, say that they just take like a teaspoon or a tablespoon of that in the morning. So I'm like, hey, cool.
It is medicine. But it's interesting here in Psalm 119 that God here in this psalm, the psalmist writing here actually equates honey to God's word. So here's what he says to read the whole thing. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. All right. So we talked here, you know, about some benefits of honey as we're in the kitchen today. But we want to make that transition because we're talking about where real life meets deep faith. Okay. And so we've talked about real life. Now we're going to make that transition and jump into deep faith. And so I want to think for just a few moments about benefits of the Word of God. It is sweeter than honey to my mouth. And we're going to talk about that here at the end here, about it being sweet. Sweeter than honey to my mouth. But when I think about the benefits of the Word of God, you know, I think about five things just real simply here that I think are really key for us, that are really, really key. And so first off, when I think about the benefits of the Word of God, I think about God's Word, how it gives us light. God's Word gives us light. We know that that classic verse there in Psalm 119, another one there. Again, Psalm 119 is just chock full of all sorts of verses there. But Psalm 119, verse 105 is one that we always quote. It says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And so God's Word literally gives us light. When you think about that, what does it mean when it says gives us light?
Well, it gives us light because it shows us the way to go. It gives us a path, a direction. So in that way, you could say a light would be like shows us direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And it does. In this world, there's a lot of darkness. You know, there's a lot of darkness out there. But God's Word is light. It shines light. What we should do, what we should think, what we should believe. And so that's a benefit of God's Word. It gives us light in this darkness all around us. But secondly, God's Word gives us truth. Now, before Jesus was crucified, there's this passage in John 17 where, you know, it's called the high priestly prayer, where Jesus goes to the garden. He's praying for, you know, his disciples and praying for Christians thereafter and all those things. And here's one of the things that he prays. He says, "Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth." Your word is truth. And so God's word gives us truth. There's a lot of fake news out there, right? I mean, that's the buzzword over the last 4 years. Fake news this, fake news that, you know?
Yeah.
And there is a lot of fake news out there. You know, I know one guy in particular, you know, I think about on Facebook, man, he is always posting fake news and going, "Man, I wonder if there's anything true about any of this." You know, he's always like, if it meets his agenda, he wants to put it on there, whether it's really true or not. So there's a lot of fake news, but God's word's truth. And how have you found that out to be true in your own life?
Well, knowing that God's promises will always come true, it just helps you to stand more firm. And just trials, knowing that God's word is always true. You don't have to worry about him ever doing wrong to you or him ever just steering you the wrong way or anything. So, yeah.
And it comes back to two natures. It comes back to the nature of God. God who is holy, 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 who cannot lie. And then the nature of the Bible. right? What God's word says, God says, okay? So if God can't lie, then guess what? His Bible can't lie. His word cannot lie. So his word is truth, 100%. You know, I listened to this one guy who's talking about doing it, 100, you know, 100 right here. God's word is 100% truth, all right? So it also, though, number three, when I think about benefits of the word of God, is that it gives us nourishment. You know, all throughout the New Testament, you know, it talks about the word of God being milk for those who are babies. And there's nothing wrong with being a baby if you're a baby, right? There's nothing wrong with drinking milk, mother's milk, if you're a baby. Right? And God's word is nourishment in that season of our life. But it also talks about in Hebrews about how God's word is meat for us. It's sustenance. Now, if you are ready for meat and you're still drinking milk, that's a problem. But if you are ready for meat, God's word is meat. There are some deep, chunky, good, nourishing things in there that will put meat to our souls, so to speak. You know, grow us and make us strong. So it nourishes us. And I've seen that over the course of my life, you know. You've known me since I was a baby Christian.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. And when you think about that, what's one area just in particular that you've seen in me that you think maybe, you know, is the area that I've grown the most in, where God's word has nourished me and grown me?
Well, just the foundations of just salvation itself, and just foundations in a doctrine. Just not really growing up in church at all. You just grew so quickly as you studied the word, and there was a deep hunger. I think that was the biggest thing too. And there was just a deep hunger to study the word, and only God can do that. Only God can provide that nourishment. That just doesn't come from anything that a human can muster up. It would only have to be from God.
Yeah, absolutely. But number four, as I think about the benefits of God's word, is that it not only nourishes us, it not only gives us truth, and not only gives us light, but number four, it gives us protection. It gives us protection. You know, I think about all the ways that God's word is good, and one of the ways is that it does protect us. Going back again, you know, to Psalm 119, you know, it talks about in there in Psalm 119, it talks about God's word hiding it in our heart. I've stored up your word in my heart, it says, that I might not sin against you. So it's a protection, it's a protector, it's a barrier for us, keeping us from sin. Because when we know what's right, we know what's wrong. You know what I'm saying? And so it's a protector for us in that way. But finally, God's word, a benefit of God's word, is that it gives us hope. It gives us hope. It points us to the good news of Jesus Christ. You know, for you and me, and everybody listening right now, there are days that this world looks like it's going to burn down. Literally right now across America, cities are on fire right now through protesters and all these people trying to gin up discord and trouble and all this stuff, wanting to overthrow this and tear down that and deconstruct this. It's just really crazy right now. And so if we look at that, we could feel hopeless. We could feel scared. We could feel all those things. But God's word gives us hope, because ultimately it tells us that Jesus is our Savior, that Jesus is our Lord, and that God has been working a plan ever since the fall of humanity, when Adam and Eve sinned. Ever since that moment, God has been working a plan to redeem you and me, and to give us hope, and to make all things new, to restore all things. John 14:6. Is just a key verse for us when we think about the hope that's found in Jesus. You know, that verse says that Jesus is the what? The way, the truth, and the life. He's the way, he's the truth, he's the life, and that nobody gets to the Father except through him. He's the gate, he's the door. And the Bible over and over again points us to Jesus, where our hope is found. But here's a question for you just to wrap up today. Sometimes honey is an acquired taste, isn't it? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you think about all the different kinds of honeys, and
it depends on what they're foraged on.
Sometimes it's a little strong, or maybe a little bitter.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a little bit too sweet. They have some different. Sometimes it's a little bit more of a floral taste.
Yeah,
depends on what it foraged on.
And so sometimes honey is an acquired taste, but for us as well as men and women. Sometimes the word of God is an acquired taste. It's one of those things that grows on us. You know, in the beginning, it may taste a little funny. If you're new to Christianity, you know, something, you may read something and you go, oh, I don't know about that. You know, because you're still being transformed at that moment. But you and I, we should all get to the point where we're able to say, what this psalmist says in 119 here, in Psalm 119. How sweet are your words to my taste. They are sweeter than honey to my mouth. And so I say to you all out here listening to the podcast, if God's word is not sweeter than honey to your mouth, then I would just encourage you to ask God, God, give me that. I want to love your word. I want to cherish your word. I want to savor your word. And God will grant that. That is a prayer that God will always say yes to. Thank you so much for joining us here in this episode of A Heart for Home, where we went to the kitchen, y'all. I love the kitchen because I love to eat.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for joining us at A Heart for Home, where real life meets deep faith.